All right, Carlos, NLCS Game 3. We now move back to the East Coast. Series tied at a game apiece. The way the series started, of course, Dodgers, just they just won Game 1. I'm wondering, when Lindor's home run left the bat in Game 2, was there any part of you that just went, yep, we have a series, we're here?
Yeah, 100%. And I feel like we needed to do that. We needed to set the tone. We needed to dictate the pace of the game. And when Lindor goes out there and hit that homer, it's like, okay, you know, we got a good team too, you know, because they basically outplayed us on Game 1. And they kept playing and they kept putting pressure on us. And I felt like going into that game, especially when we're facing a bullpen day, that you don't know what you're going to be getting. It was important for us to punch first, and we did that, and then we continued to add on. Obviously, Mark Vientos with a big one, but Lindor setting the tone, I think, for the whole dugout, too. I think it was necessary.
Seven-game series, the potential for it to go seven games. When the Dodgers throw a bullpen game, how much does that help just as the series continues? Because you may only see those arms for this seven-game set. It may seem a lot.
Yeah, the one thing that they got going for them is that they didn't use any of their high leverage guys. You know, like, all we saw was pretty much meeting the low leverage arm that day. So they still got their high leverage ready to go, and we haven't seen those guys, the Copehead, the Phillips, you know, the Hudson of the world. We have the training. That's a pretty good bullpen there. And, you know, they are ready to go, and they are going to be aggressive with them. So we'll be ready. We'll be ready too.
As I said, the series shifts here now. It's not 75 and sunny. It's also not 10 degrees, but it's colder. It's a cold October New York feeling. It's kind of the best feeling ever. How much do you hope that that helps as an advantage against a team that's from L.A. that doesn't usually bundle up for this time of year?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't want to put too much into it. Obviously, we're used to it, and it's a privilege. The fact that, like you said, we're in the middle of October, and we're playing, you know, under 50-degree weather. That's beautiful. But they got guys over there that they play in the East Coast before, and it's playoff, you know, like, whether it's 30 degrees, 90 degrees, like, guys are going to be excited. Guys are going to be ready to go. And, you know, on our end, the fact that we're home playing in front of our fan base, that's a plus, and it's exciting.
You have Luis Severino on 9 days of rest. When you told him that this was the plan, was it thank you, or was it okay? I'm wondering, how much did the rest help him?
Yeah, he was, got it, you know, I'll be ready to go. And just understanding where we are in the season and where they are. You know, these guys, when we're talking about Severino, but Sean Manaea or Jose Quintana, they made every start, you know. And I don't think anybody expected that. You know, the injuries are part of this game, and these guys, what they've been through the past couple of years, and here they are, middle of October, still taking the ball. So when we're making these decisions, a lot got to do with giving those guys extra days and extra rest. And from Sevy's standpoint, I'll be ready to go.
Walker Buehler, kind of a similar story to Severino, where he's just been injured coming off that injury, and he hasn't really been at his best. He's still Walker Buehler at times, but what are some of the differences that you're seeing now in the scouting report that you guys can exploit with him?
Yeah, I think the one thing we've seen is he's trying to pitch now. He's pitching as opposed to just throwing fastballs. You know, there's a cutter against lefties, and even against righties, there's a two-seam against righties. So the breaking ball, it's not just the overpowering that we used to see from a pretty good arm, you know. He's been through a lot, you know, injuries and all that. That's a really good pitcher still that got playoff experience. And, you know, he's going to be a fun matchup. And, like I said, our hitters are going to be ready.
All right, Carlos, thank you.
Yeah, you got it.